Frightened and worried, Connie agreed to bring her son in to meet with the SEC in its Manhattan offices. When he heard that news, Greg, of course, hit the roof. He'd already had one heart attack, Connie explained, and began to review the heart problems all over again, inspiring Greg to mutter something about how he wasn't the person who brought the computer into the house, and so it wasn't his responsibility to deal with this little nuisance. So Connie asked Harold Burke, her boss at the drug company Hoffman LaRoche, where she temped, to go with her and Jonathan. Together they made their way to a long conference table in a big room at 7 World Trade Center. On one side of the table, 5 lawyers and an examiner from the SEC. On the other, a 14-year-old boy, his mother, and a bewildered friend. This is how it began. SEC, does Jonathan's father know he's here today? Mrs. LaBed, yes. SEC, and he approves of having you here? Mrs. LaBed, right, he doesn't want to go. SEC, he's aware you're here? Mrs. LaBed, with Harold. SEC, and that Mr. Burke is here. Mrs. LaBed, he did not want to, this whole thing has upset my husband a lot. He had a heart attack about a year ago, and he gets very, very upset about things. So he really did not want anything to do with it, and I just felt like, Harold said he would help me. The SEC quickly seems to have figured out that they were racing into some strange mental cul-de-sac, and that the mother hadn't the first notion of what her son had been up to. They turned their attention to Jonathan, or, more specifically, his brokerage statements. SEC, can you flip to page 2 of the March 28th through April 24th, 1998 statements? You'll see that on April 16th there are a couple of transactions in a stock called Keytel International Inc. Jonathan, yes. SEC, it appears, Jonathan, that you bought and sold Keytel. You bought it twice and you sold it twice on that day, and the sales were at a loss. Can you explain your trading in this stock for us? Jonathan, I was trying to day trade it for a profit with the momentum that it was having that day. SEC, what do you mean when you say momentum? Jonathan,